another incident in the People's Park last night where the skateboard park, the rails and the poles were completely destroyed by vandals. As I said, this is an ongoing daily occurrence now, and I said it's completely getting out of control and it doesn't seem to be stopping. The table tennis aluminium that holds up the net in place was damaged recently. The wheelchair accessible swing that was recently installed was damaged for this. The floor was damaged for the second time in so many weeks. And there's new swings that have been installed in the children's playground. One of them has been damaged, and it's just an ongoing issue now. And the amenities crew in the Waterford City and County Council are absolutely sick to death with trying to control it. I don't know how we're going to stop it. We called for lighting in the People's Park. We need more Gardaí on patrol. Unfortunately, with the new regulations, CCTV can't be installed yet, but that hopefully will come into play later on in the year. But at the moment, I don't know how to stop it or what to do, but it's, as I said, it's a serious issue, and it's a small cohort of people who are committing this day in, day out. As I said, it's just very, very disappointing to see. The park is there to be enjoyed, not destroyed. And as I said, we have to try and cut it out and stop this from happening one way or the other. As I said, even Gardaí on patrol might work late at night when it's occurring. But as I said, it's so disappointing to see on a daily basis now at this stage.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's very important to drive home the fact that this isn't accidental damage. This has happened time after time after time. It's deliberate damage. It's being caused deliberately. These people know what they're doing, Councillor Quinlan.
Would you believe they're actually bringing power tools into the park to purposely, and they're going in there with the intention of deliberately damaging the equipment. As I said, bringing power tools in, that's just unbelievable to see, and it's so disappointing to see. And it just needs to stop. We need to have some kind of lighting. I suggested some sensor lighting that when these cohort of people come into the park with the intention of damaging, at least they'd be startled, and the lights might be the deterrence to actually stop them, and they might commit the crime.
Absolutely. But I suppose it's kind of, as you mentioned, until CCTV becomes, available to utilise, or until we might be able to get a greater number of Gardaí on foot patrol, I suppose these problems, as unfortunate as it is, they're pretty likely to continue.
It's very, very hard to control, because they're doing it at all hours of the night. So it's very hard to monitor 24/7. Another idea, if you had something like Netwatch or some kind of a security company in to monitor and to keep an eye on it, and when they see people coming in at kind of late at night when they shouldn't be in there, that they might be able to kind of call out on a speaker and startle them, and that might prevent them. But at the moment, I don't think that will be allowed because of the GDPR reasons.
Certainly. Well, it seems as if, I suppose, these issues, they're continuing, they're becoming a growing problem, and I think the sooner something happens on them, the better. Councillor Quinlan, thanks very much for that.
Thank you very much.